Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, August 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Addressing climate change is one of the hallmarks of the Inflation Reduction Act that passed the Senate last weekend. But something you might not be aware of in the bill are the $1,200 annual tax credits and incentives for homeowners to make energy-efficient improvements to their homes.
Well, a tax credit is much more valuable than a deduction because a tax credit reduces your tax bill dollar for dollar.
Coming up, we'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Ashley Ebling, about the types of home improvements that are covered in the bill, as well as how consumers can potentially save money beyond the tax credits. That's after the break.
Your money briefing will explore what you need to know to become a homeowner and how to sustain your home by learning ways to manage the costs from unexpected expenses.
You're basically always in a state of checking. You're always keeping your eye open for anything that could be going wrong with your house. Your house is a complicated machine. It has a lot of systems and components in it, and those systems and components are getting older, they're wearing out.
You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access, only for WSJ subscribers.
The Inflation Reduction Act, approved by the Senate last weekend, includes nearly $15 billion in tax credits for homeowners to make energy-efficient improvements to their homes. WSJ personal finance reporter Ashley Ebling has been going through the bill to find out what it could mean for homeowners' finances, and she's here with details. Ashley, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
All right, Ashley, there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, the legislation has a $1,200 annual tax credit for what's described as green remodeling. What does that mean?
Well, there's a great benefit for homeowners who are doing green remodeling. It means energy efficient improvements. And the new credit, you'd be able to claim a 30% credit. That's basically like getting a 30% discount on your remodeling project. It could be for insulation, for windows, and even replacing a front door with an energy efficient front door. And the big change in this bill, the home improvement credit's been around for a while with a $500 lifetime cap. So the new changes actually make it that you could take this every year for 10 years, which is a big difference than the $500. So now the cap, instead of the $500 lifetime cap, there's the $1,200 per year annual cap.
Now, how does this tax credit differ from, say, a tax deduction?
Well, a tax credit is much more valuable than a deduction because a tax credit reduces your tax bill dollar for dollar. One caveat is that under this credit, you can't carry over unused credits to future years, so you actually have to have tax liability to take the tax credit. There's another stipulation. The improvements have to be made to a primary residence, not a second home.
Okay, got it. Now, you mentioned things like insulation or windows and doors before, but if somebody wanted to put solar panels on their roof, how would the bill benefit them?
That's a great question. There's actually a separate energy tax credit for solar, small wind, and geothermal projects that people can put on their residences. There's a 30% tax credit, and there's no cap on how big of a credit taxpayers can claim. The new bill extends it for 10 years, and taxpayers can actually take both credits. So you could put solar panels on your house and do the new windows, and you would get both the solar energy credit and the new $1,200 home improvement credit.
Oh, okay. Now, how about if somebody wants to do something on a smaller scale, like buy a new energy-efficient air conditioner or some other appliance?
The bill covers those too, but there's some limits of how much of a credit that you can claim on those types of purchases. So, for example, it's just $600 for an air conditioner or $600 for a water heater. You could put in new air conditioner and a new water heater in 1 year and get the full $1,200 credit.
So how does all this fit into the bill's goal to address climate change?
Well, that's what's interesting. The savings isn't just tax savings. I talked to Vincent Barnes, who's a senior vice president of policy and research at the nonprofit Alliance to Save Energy. And he made the point that taxpayers are really saving on energy costs. It's important to understand that it's a big upfront investment, it might seem like, but then every year you get this payback with lower energy costs. In addition, there's lower demand on the grid and reducing carbon emissions. So there are those environmental pluses. And the residential sector actually accounts for 21% of total U.S. energy consumption. So these improvements that people are making to their homes will really have an impact on climate change.
Now, you know, Ashleya, these types of incentives aren't new. You mentioned the most recent $500 incentive, and they've been around in some form for years. So how would the new proposals compare to those past ones?
The incentive was actually put in way back in 2005 in the code, the $500 incentive. And then it was up to $1,500 for 2 years in 2009 and 2010. But that was only 2 years. This time, Congress is putting in these changes, the $1,200 limit for 10 years. So there's going to be a much bigger impact on tax savings for homeowners and on energy efficiency for climate change.
Okay, but even with tax credits, making energy efficient improvements to your house can be expensive. So how would people who otherwise might not be able to afford these upgrades benefit from the bill?
Some public finance specialists do say that the credits amount to a windfall for middle and upper income taxpayers who would have made the energy efficient home improvements anyway. But the bill also provides nearly $9 billion in consumer home energy rebates. Those will be geared towards mostly lower income households, and they'll be managed at the state level. Those won't be tax credits, but rebates.
All right, so what are the next steps toward this becoming law?
So the House would have to pass the bill, and President Biden has indicated that he'll sign it into law. And then the credits, the new $1,200 credit, would start in January 2023.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleya Ebling. Ashleya, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.